Good morning. This is Laura Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's August 2014 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this webcast constitute forward-looking information. This information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments and involves risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2013 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to forward-looking statements. August 2014 had 21 selling days, one less than August 2013. For the month of August, total company daily sales increased 7% versus August 2013. Results included 2 percentage points from acquisitions, net of dispositions, and a 1 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange, primarily related to the weakness in the Canadian dollar. Excluding acquisitions and foreign exchange, organic daily sales increased 6%, driven by solid volume. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website, along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have a different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. In our largest segment, the United States, daily sales increased 8%, consisting of 6 percentage points from volume and 2 percentage points from acquisitions, net of dispositions. For our customer end markets in the United States, daily sales performed as follows. Natural resources was up in the low double digits. Heavy manufacturing, commercial, and light manufacturing were up in the mid-single digits. Government and retail was up in the low single digits. Reseller was flat, and contractor was down in the low single digits. In our Canadian segment, daily sales increased 1% in U.S. currency and 6% in local currency. The 6% increase in local currency was driven all by volume. Growth to customers in the government, commercial, heavy and light manufacturing, forestry, oil and gas, transportation, construction, and utilities end markets were partially offset by declines in the agriculture, retail, and reseller customer end markets. Also, we recently completed the acquisition of WFS Enterprises Incorporated, which will allow Acklands Grainger to create greater customer value through a broader product offering, additional solutions, and technical expertise relevant to the manufacturing sector, particularly those in Eastern Canada. For reference, WFS had 2013 sales of approximately $90 million Canadian dollars or $87 million U.S. dollars, and results are expected to be consolidated beginning September 2014. Daily sales for our other businesses increased 20% in August. This growth consisted of 21 percentage points from volume and price, partially offset by a 1 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange. The majority of the growth came from our two online businesses, Monotaro in Japan and Zorro in the United States, and from our business in Mexico. Looking ahead, September will have 21 selling days, one more than September of last year. Daily sales growth so far in September is running in line with the growth in August. Please mark your calendar for the following upcoming events. On September 16, 2014, at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Court Carruthers, Senior Vice President and Group President Americas, will present at the second annual Morgan Stanley Conference in Dana Point, California. We plan to report 2014 third quarter results on Thursday, October 16, 2014, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And finally, we will host our annual analyst meeting on Wednesday, November 12th, which will be held at our headquarters in Lake Forest, Illinois. If you have any questions, please contact Casey Darby, Senior Manager of Investor Relations, at 847-535-0099, or me at 847-535-0409, as Bill Chapman is currently traveling abroad. Thank you for your interest in Grainger.